This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, asking you to study with us today another lesson from that marvelous text in the first chapter of the book of Philippians in the New Testament, from the pen of the Apostle Paul, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." We've been considering the question, what does it mean to say truthfully, "For to me to live is Christ"? Among other things, it must mean that Christ is the King of your life, that you are in Christ. He is the realm of your life. He is your clothing. He is your activity. He is your message. He is your goal in life, the fruit of your life. He is the power of your life, the courage of your life, and the solace of your life. And just at the close of our study last time, we had come to the point, based upon Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, that for you to say, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," you must be able to say, "For me to live, Christ is my mind." Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself." Now this means that Christ, even though, as we find in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," and then down in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us," that Christ, the Word, gave up heaven with all that heaven means in order that you and I, as sinful persons, might have a Savior. We are to have this attitude of mind, not that of sparing ourselves, but of giving ourselves away. No person can really tell the truth about himself and say, "For me to live is Christ," if he is a selfish, self-centered person. To follow Christ, to be a true follower of Christ, one must be willing to sacrifice his own life. To have the kind of attitude that Jesus had, and not the kind that Peter had when he told the Lord not to go to Jerusalem and there to be crucified. Peter's message, actually it was the message of the devil on this occasion, was "Spare yourself." But the message of Jesus is, "Give yourself away." We find that we cannot, if we follow Christ, live a life of seeking only for ourselves. Paul said in writing to the Corinthian church, in referring to Jesus, "Though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." You see, he was rich, that is in heaven, but he became poor. He came to earth, took upon himself flesh and blood, like unto ordinary mankind, and then died on the cross. But then he became rich again in his resurrection and ascension to heaven, in order that we ourselves might become rich, that we might become rich in the forgiveness of our sins, that we might become saved, have our sins washed away, and thereby become children of God, rather than remaining children of the devil. Have the hope of everlasting life instead of facing an eternity away from God and everything that's good. And so far as to say, "For me to live is Christ," and tell the truth, we have to be able to say that Christ is our mind. Now in the next place, to be able to say that Christ is our Savior, that he, "For me to live is Christ," we must say that he is our Savior. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Notice the love of God. And in John 10, we have specific notice of the love of Christ in the laying down of his life. God the Father loved us so much that he gave his Son to die for us. And Christ the Son loved us so much that he laid down his own life. Not because he had to, but because he wanted to. There is no way you can be saved other than by the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14 and 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Bible teaches us, "God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And so, for us to say, "For me to live is Christ," it must be the case that Jesus is our Savior. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the great question, what does it mean for me to say, "For me to live is Christ?"